This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. As Kerala is gearing for Lok Sabha election in the second phase on the 26th of April, top leaders of major political parties are visiting the state for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meeting in Alathur and Thrissur constituencies. During his speech, he accused the left government of hindering the centre's development programmes in the southern state. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a mega rally of the UDF at Kozhikode this evening. He will also participate in various programs today and tomorrow in Wayanad constituency, where he is seeking re-election for a second term. LDF leaders Sitaram Yechuri, Prakash Karat, Birinda Karat, Subhashini Ali and Tapan Sen are also scheduled to hit the campaign trail this week. In Sikkim, election campaign for the simultaneous elections for the lone Lok Sabha seat and 32 seats of the State Legislative Assembly is underway in full swing. The ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, opposition parties Sikkim Democratic Front, SDF, BJP, Congress and newly floated Citizen Action Party are making all-out efforts to garner support of the electorates across the state, which will go to polls on the 19th of this month. In West Bengal, senior Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally at Ras Leela Maidan of Kuch Bihar parliamentary constituency. She said that TMC government has done everything for the welfare of the common people. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said the new technologies such as artificial intelligence and advanced analytics are improving tax governance and helping curb tax evasion. This enhances the trust of the taxpayers in the system, which in turn encourages greater tax compliance. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the valedictory session of induction training for 76th batch of Indian Revenue Service or IRS at the National Academy of Direct Taxes in Nagpur today. The Governor of Maharashtra, Ramesh Bais, and Chairman of the Central Board of Taxes, Nitin Gupta, were present on this occasion. The Chief of Army Staff, General Manoj Pandey, has left on a four-day visit to Uzbekistan from today. The Defence Ministry said the visit aims at strengthening mutual understanding and bilateral defence cooperation between the two nations. He will engage in dialogues with the top defence leadership of Uzbekistan, which are pivotal in fostering stronger military cooperation. The Ministry said the visit by General Manoj Pandey aims at strengthening military cooperation between India and Uzbekistan, besides exploring new avenues of collaboration between the two nations. A strong 6.5 magnitude earthquake hit northern Papua New Guinea early today. However, U.S. seismologists said there was no threat of a tsunami. There were no immediate local reports of damage. The region was rattled last month when at least five people were killed and an estimated 1,000 homes destroyed, following an earthquake of 6.9 magnitude. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 20 runs at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Put into bat first, Chennai amassed a total of 206 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 20 overs. In another match, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has organized a day-long national workshop on environment and forest clearance, including eco-friendly mitigation measures in New Delhi today. The workshop aims to lay a solid foundation for expanding the country's national highway infrastructure using eco-friendly practices. It deliberated upon the issues related to project clearances and mitigation strategies to build environment-friendly highways infrastructure across the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.